Let's have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we understand, Lord, that our labor is not in vain, Lord, even if it's little. Lord, we live in these bodies of flesh that so go against your will and get fatigued. I pray, God, that you give us strength. Give me strength now and give these hearers, Lord, ears to hear, hearts to receive. I pray, God, that you wouldn't let the enemy and the flesh and the world carry this away, God. I understand, Lord, it's your word. I pray you bless it. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your Bibles, if you would. Proverbs 21. You know, I think about us as having to come here and sacrifice our time. I think it because I'm human just like you are. You know, I like comfort. I like my time to relax, whatever, and I'm like you. I'm a Christian also, and I like to hear something. I like to hear God's word. But you know, too often we battle with this body, and I say that because that's something that was happening to me tonight. But I want to share just some thoughts. I'm not trying to take too long because I know it's late. But let's go to Proverbs 21 and verse 30. Let's try to forbear. It says, there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. You know, I think about this verse, and it makes me think that too often we despise this counsel. And I want to say this because it happens in my life. I mean, there's times of blessings. There's times where God speaks to my heart. There's times where the conviction is good. There's times where the praise is good and things are going right. And there's times where this, to me, can get tiresome. And I know it happens to you. But we have to understand that we're on this earth for a short time. We have to look further down the line. We have to look at eternity. Because just growing up in life, both of my folks passed away recently, real close together. And you know what? I see myself before long in their place. I'm starting to feel the pains. I'm starting to feel the aches and so forth. I'm just telling you the truth. You know, I today went out and got me a little life insurance. I had to do something with what the Lord's given me from my folks. And I got that life insurance because, you know what? I want my kids to have what I got from my father and mother after they went. You know? But it just shows me, hey, there's a lot of pains in life, and before long, it's gonna be over. And so what are we doing? Christian, what are we doing? It says here, there's no wisdom nor understanding nor counsel against the Lord. You know, there's some things that God has spoken to people here over the years. Okay? And some people haven't moved on what God has dealt with them. And they stayed and didn't listen to God's wisdom when God was dealing with them and set it aside. And now it's becoming something that they don't want to hear. They're coming maybe because of other reasons. So they won't say that this guy's a backslider or this was a backslider, but they shun God's wisdom and his counsel. Let's look at something on wisdom. Proverbs 11. Proverbs 11. It's a verse real familiar with many of us. It says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. He that winneth souls is wise. What are we doing, brother? What are we doing? Are we playing church? Are we coming here and saying, oh no, I gotta hear Brother Roland again, or Brother so-and-so, or Sister so-and-so? Or are we being wise? Are we taking God's word into practicality in our lives and saying, hey, I want to be wise. I want to win some souls for God. I mean, seriously. I mean, you hear it over and over, but are you doing it? Are you just happy to be in a lukewarm state? I say this, brethren, because it happens to all of us. Daniel 12. I want to be wise, brother. You know, I thank the Lord for what He's done, and I'm nothing. I'm no better than you. We're filthy rags. We are wretches. But you know what? God, we have such a short time here that we can do something. Look at Daniel 12:3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Wow. Think about that. Man, the stars out there, how they, for, it seems like, for, and they are, for, well, for forever and ever, that's how we would be. This life here is so temporal, and it's just gonna pass on through. We might as well start getting busy, try to win souls for Christ. I looked around me, and I saw a few visitors. Some brother said, hey, you know what, I'm gonna try to bring this person. You pray for me. You know what? The Lord, it seems like He answered that prayer. They're here. You know, they're out there, they're young in the Lord, and they're trying to win people to Christ. Amen. They're still inviting like you and I used to do a while back. I think maybe our attitudes are a little wrong. How about our sacrificing? Let's go to Malachi chapter 1. Malachi, how is our sacrifice? How is your sacrifice? I see some of these brethren. You know, it's been talked about a lot. I'm kind of a little shunned back on talking about it. But I remember when it first happened, when these two brothers said, well, mainly Brent, he says, I'm going to Poland. You know, boy, that shocked me. It just like, wow, you know, his brother, he's here. He's going to Poland. He's taking a big stand. He's, by the grace of God, he's putting a sacrifice he's putting a sacrifice that's going to count. Let's look at this Malachi 1. And it says in verse 13, ye said also, behold, what a weariness it is. And ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. And ye brought that which was torn, and the lame and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver which hath in his flock a male, and boweth, and sacrifices unto the Lord a corrupt thing, for I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. You know, I thought about that myself. You know, I've done some sacrifices in my life. To me, they were sacrifices. To others, well, you can think whatever you want about them, but I know they were sacrifices, and y'all have done sacrifices too, I'm sure. And you know, I think about it. I don't want to become complacent. I don't want to become lukewarm. And that's what some of these brothers have done when they took that big stand. I believe they felt complacent. They felt, like everybody else is just a lukewarmness. How's our sacrifice? How's our sacrifice? How's your sacrifice? Are you sacrificing? Some have quit sacrificing. Some have quit. I mean, you can tell. You can tell they've quit sacrificing. I mean, it's just there. And brethren, I ask you pray for the church. Including me, I pray that I ask that you pray that we take sacrifices, that we wouldn't be deceivers, that we have a good sacrifice to do, something that God's showing us to do, and we don't do it. Some of us have been sacrificed, and I want to thank the Lord. I'm always called the mean one, you know, and I say this because experience there at the last place, I've been by some of the brethren. They've come and said, you know, you just are too hard, you know. And I know that's the way God made me, and only He can change you. Pray for me in that area. But you know, I want to exhort you in this. I want to exhort you, get up and do some sacrificing again. Get up and do some sacrificing. Don't be that deceiver. I don't want to become a deceiver. I don't want to, the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? Our own hearts. I'm more deceitful than anything in this world. I mean, we're worried about the deceiver coming by and deceiving us, and that's something we ought to be looking out for. But you know what? Your own heart deceives you. You ought to listen to when God's telling you, you know, sacrifice this. Now, I'm not talking about your materials unless God's told you to do that. That's something that's between you and the Lord. But what has God called you? What's He calling you to do? Maybe to give your life to Jesus Christ. Some of y'all playing with the gospel. You're playing with that message, and you haven't even sacrificed your life yet to Him. Anyway, let's go on because I know it's late. Let's go to Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45. Some of us strive with God. Verse 9: Woe unto him that striveth with his Maker. Oh, I sometimes wish I could look at the hearts of those that are striving with their Maker. But I'm not God. But you know, some of y'all, you know, God sees it. You've been striving with your Maker. You've been striving with Him. He's been showing you this and that and the other. Maybe some sin in your life. Maybe whatever it might be. Maybe it's just a call. I don't know. You've been striving with him. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Are you striving with your maker? Let's look at Psalm 78. Psalm 78. I just want to give you the truth of God's word. That's it. Psalm 78. Some turn back. It says, Psalm 78 and verse 7. It says, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Are you satisfied with what you're doing for God? I mean, you're filled with his armor, you got his powerful word, you got his Holy Spirit in you, you have the armor of God. Are you turning back in the day of battle as these people did back then? Let's not be that way, brother. Let's not be that way. Let's do it. Let's bring these people in for Jesus. Let's go out and tell them. Tell them. Acts 26. Tell you, well, let's go on to Romans 1. I'm sorry about that. Romans 1. I'm going to finish it right there. I just feel the Lord just showed me just finish right here. Y'all meditate on this and think if this is how you feel about the gospel. I think it was pressed upon tonight enough. I don't think it's for me to repeat it. So I'll just read it one time and see how the Lord says it. It's Romans 1 and verse 16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Brethren, think about it. Are you ashamed of that gospel of Christ? Have you been proclaiming it? Have you been sharing it? You know, I understand not all can get out and preach and holler out of the top of their lungs the Lord Jesus Christ, but are you ashamed of it? Have you said it behind you? Now, I want to just one second here. Maybe this wasn't for the Christian tonight. Maybe there's someone that just came here and says, oh boy, this and that and the other, or maybe there's something you liked about it. It was some good stuff shared tonight. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is that he died for your sins. Almost 2,000 years ago, he was buried and he rose again the third day. And he did it all to pay for your sins and my sins. He did it all. Now, that's the gospel, the good news. Now, you might, I don't know what might be going on in you right now, but this is one thing you have to remember. This is what it's all about. You are a sinner, and there's only two places that you will either go. It's heaven, glory, when you die, or the lake of fire, hell, when you die. Now, you might have come in and maybe everything just went over your head, or maybe you caught something good out of all that, but don't you forget this, the gospel, the good news, that Jesus died in your place. You cannot earn your salvation. There's nothing you can do. You can't become a missionary to get your way to heaven. You can't give all your money to missions and earn your way to heaven. You can't buy God. You need to trust the finished work of Jesus Christ before it's all too late. Well, I guess it'll be a good night. Amen.